Psalm number 73 is where we're singing this evening. Psalm number 73. And we begin, of course, at the beginning of the psalm. 73 verses 1 to 9.
That God is God of Israel, to each the heart of one. But therefore in my senses, my feet were almost gone. For grandiose falls and grand, the foolish thought to see. When heart perceived the wicked soul, enjoy
Read some verses in Psalm 119 and the opening two sections. We shall read these two first and second parts in Psalm 119. Blessed are they that are undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with a whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart I have sought thee. O let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word I have hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. And we shall pray together. Eternal God, in our desire to know the living and the true God, we read the scriptures, we listen to the scriptures, we gather together in obedience, we sing praises, we devote our hearts and we come to the throne of grace, always knowing that there is a welcome and that there is a provision, a generous provision of mercy for our sins and grace for our weaknesses and waywardnesses. And there is always the same reception because our great high priest, Jesus Christ, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And by faith, this evening we gather here as the Church of Christ has gathered down through the centuries in every place, in little gatherings, in larger gatherings, but always in gatherings, always with an instinct and an inclination for the assembly of the saints, the desire to see God's people, the desire to hear God's people, the desire to speak to them and with them, and that they would speak to us, the desire, the natural desire of family relationships, familial closeness, familial characteristics, where we become like one another and where we become increasingly like the Scripture's directives and supremely the image of Christ. This evening, Heavenly Father, we rejoice that God is the great despot over all things, nothing outside the control or the knowledge of that living God, to whom the creation, the heavens and the earth, and all that is in them are regarded as dust in the balances, hardly influencing anything. To us, everything is so great. Everything is so deep and high and mysterious. Everything is, as it were, new. Every day we rise to new things. We see things we've never seen before. We see people we've never seen before. We do things that we've never done before. We hear things that we've never heard before. And all the time it is new. Every day is new every morning. And yet to the Lord there is nothing new, nothing unforeseen, no surprises, nothing out of control, nothing out of God's mysterious hand of providence, the great supplier, the great originator, the great artist whose artistry is seen in the vastness and the beauty of creation, the great mathematician, as it were, who understands all the numbers, all the subtractions and additions and divisions that can possibly be known in this great science of numbers and comparisons. And we stand amazed, O God, because the Scripture reveals to us one whom we have never seen, and yet one who is most important to us. By faith we do see, and by faith we hear God speaking in the living Scriptures. We are assured by Jesus Christ that the Scripture cannot be broken. The Word of God has come to us. It is not continually being revealed. It is revealed once and for all. And the sufficiency and the finality of the Scripture is written large and is specifically stated. And we look for not new revelations, but for further understanding in the revelation that is given. We confess, O God, that sometimes we are so superficial. We are like the stony ground that Jesus spoke about in his teaching. And when the word of the gospel, the good seed is sown, sometimes we are as hard that it makes no penetration. And the birds of the air, the evil one and his minions, take away what was said, and we can hardly even remember what was said in the service. And sometimes we are like the stony, shallow ground where we need to be rid of all the clutter. And sometimes we are like the thorny soil where the word does penetrate in a measure, but there are other weeds and seeds deep in our innermost life which compete and left to themselves will choke out the word of the gospel. We acknowledge, O God, that this is a message, a parable, a teaching, a sermon that applies to us. It applies to all who hear the word. And we pray that we would be good soil and that we would be prepared, uncluttered, tender-hearted, receiving the word, welcoming it as a most precious gift and the most precious continual supplier of life. And so this evening as we gather here, help us, O God, to understand the seriousness of being a human creature made in God's image, and the seriousness of being a sinner, the seriousness of having a nature that is unending, that is destined for the highest bliss and glory, or the lowest despair and unending remorse. So may we this evening, O God, remember that the scripture is given always supremely to make us wise, to deliver us from our foolishness, carelessness, ignorance, hardness, and downright unbelief. And we ask all for God's glory. May God be glorified this evening. May the great holy name of God be reverenced. May God's holy great kingdom come, and may God's great and holy will be done on earth as in heaven. This is our prayer now, O God, as we gather. We pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now we're going to read further in the the letter of Paul to Romans in chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. We were studying through this chapter not so very long ago, you may remember. And in chapter 5, we're going to begin to read this great section at verse number 12 in Romans chapter 5. This is, as you know, the classical passage in the scripture which draws the direct comparison between Adam and Christ and between the sin of one man and the obedience of the other. In Romans chapter 5, in verse 12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law was in the world, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that are not sinned after the likeness of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one man many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, grace has abounded unto many. Not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so on. We remind you that this coming Lord's Day we're not meeting, apparently. And so we'll be listening, well, I hope you'll be listening, to recorded messages both morning and afternoon. Again, it's not of our making. We're just caught in a very strange providence these days. But I do recommend these services to you. And they are services. They're not just sermons. They're services meant to be gathered services, gathering together. That's what they're meant to be. And then, of course, our next Wednesday, God willing, 7 p.m., back here again. Psalm number 73 is where we continue to sing to God's praise and glory, from verse number 16 to verse 23.
When I this thought of love,